Thank you for getting it done with the Blair Garner Show. I want to share with you, if I may, I think all too often people, if they are upset with a company, they are all too often to go out and just tell every single person they can possibly think of about what a horrible experience they had with a place. I want to do something entirely different today, and that is I want to tell you about a place, and this is a completely, there's no sponsorship for this. I am mentioning this only because of my personally wonderful experience. The fact is, I don't even think they know that I'm on the radio, which is great by me. But had an instance recently where a cousin came to town and she needed to borrow a car. Now, when you are a car family like we are, you know, it's quick and easy to call and say, hey, can I borrow something for a couple of days? So we did. So she, absolutely. She'd used the car for a couple of days. She's moving here from New York, borrowed the car. She had a leak in one of the tires, and I said, we'll just take it back. So they took it to Discount Tire, which is typically the place that I have fix all of the tires on our cars. You know, they price match and stuff. Even online. Wow. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Anyway, they're all really nice folks there. So Amber went and took the car over there, and she said, hey, listen, I know that they got the tires for this car here. One of them is leaking. Can you look at it? Sure enough, there was a puncture in the sidewall. When that happens, you can't fix that tire. So I had to get a new one. Well, fixed her up. All was good to go. She and her boyfriend found a new car out in Alabama they had to go get. So they took our car, drove it out there. They came back and dropped it off. When I got behind the wheel of it the next morning, our car, it was literally, like I said, it was like a wheel was going to fall off. I didn't know what I was going to do because it wasn't safe enough to drive to the tire store. I called Discount Tire, and it just so happened that I got the manager on the line. I didn't ask for him, but Kevin is his name, and he was the one that answered the phone. And I explained what happened. He said, well, what's your address? So I gave him the address. And he said, okay, listen, I'm going to go get in my car, and I'm going to come over to yours, and I'm going to see whether or not it is safe to drive in. So in his own car, he drives to our house, drives ours around the block, and he's like, whoa, you do not want to drive this. And it turns out that not the new tire they'd put on, one of the other tires, had the belt had separated. When that happens, it's just completely unsafe to drive.
Sure, yeah.
You cannot do it. Do you know what he did? He dismounted that wheel. He put it in the back of his own car. He drove it back to Discount Tire. He replaced that tire, drove back out to our house, put it on the car, and do you know what he charged us?
What?
Zero.
For all that work?
For all of that. And I was like,
plus
Kevin,
a new tire on top of that.
Because here's the thing. Here's what has made me a fan for life of Discount Tire. He said, you know what? We should have caught it. When she brought in the car with that other tire leaking, we should have caught the fact that this one was, you know, defective.
Maybe we should show United what customer service looks like.
Well, I'm telling you, because in my situation, I just thought, he has no idea. And I'm going to send him a I really hope this makes its way to corporate, because people like Kevin, I'm sorry I don't know your last name, Kevin, people like him, those are the folks that are making America great. Day in, day out, getting it done. I just salute you, and I salute Discount Tire. That is my personal experience. It's a completely unpaid-for story. And I hope that if you have a Discount Tire in your area and you're looking for a good retailer, you'll think about that experience and consider giving them a shot. So there you have it. God bless America.